Coffee breaks are and have always been an important part of life in many countries. In the U.S., we often use coffee as a stimulant to get us going in the morning or to refuel us midday.
To brighten any moment.
In Sweden, however, their coffee break, known as fika, is a lot more about slowing down and actually taking a break. In Three Lakes, there's a bakery and coffee shop called Fika that is the embodiment of the Swedish concept. If you ever go into their location downtown, one of the first people you might meet is Cecily Sharp.
What is your job title?
President of Customer Relations.
She just turned 5 years old.
Why do we have Fika?
Because Mom just needed a bakery.
Fika Bakery and Coffee is mainly the creation of Jackie Sharp. She and her husband, Brandon, have lived up north for over 8 years now, and they started Fika in the summer of 2017.
So I am one quarter Swedish. My grandma, my mom's mom, is 100% Swedish. You never really would have known that in my house growing up, although every once in a while my grandma will pull out, like, I want to eat herring and cream sauce. And we all look at her like she's crazy, but it's Swedish.
Fika gets their coffee roasted on Lake Superior by Fika Coffee, though there's no relationship between the two businesses. Other than that, they share the same name.
Generally roasted on like a Tuesday, and we are brewing it by Friday or Saturday.
Sharp is clear, though, that at Fika, they take the baked goods just as seriously as the coffee.
A few years ago, I started researching the baking traditions of each nationality that I am. So I'm French. It's way too fussy. Like, that's pastry school. Delicious. Fussy. I'm Irish. You know, we make soda bread and there's potatoes.
Then she hit on fika, the traditional Swedish coffee break.
It's really like a social institution in Sweden. It's just much more than stopping for coffee on your way to work. It's stopping intentionally in your day for coffee, and usually a pastry, and usually with friends. It's a very deliberate pause to enjoy something, and I love that.
In addition to the concept of fika, Sharp also loved the culture and traditions around baking in Sweden. Just like in the Northwoods, their winters are long and hard, but they embrace the winter and make do with the local produce they have. Sharp wanted to do the same thing at fika.
Except for lemons, which come from my mother-in-law's backyard in California, all of my produce is local and almost entirely organic. So it's been great to spotlight our different growers and then also to stretch myself to use those different ingredients.
She says she enjoys the challenge of being creative with rhubarb and cranberries, but she says their menu often surprises people.
It definitely is not what people expect when you walk into a bakery. Like, you want to just see a blueberry muffin all the time. We will have a blueberry muffin for a few weeks in August when I can get my blueberries from Sugar Camp. So it's been a really interesting experiment these first few years, figuring out what I'm going to do every new season and every new crop.
When there's less local produce, like right now, Sharp produces about 85% traditional Swedish baked goods, a lot of which incorporate the spice cardamom. Through March at Fika, they have the Swedish delicacy semla, which is traditionally eaten around Fat Tuesday.
And it is a cardamom bun with the middle scooped out, filled with almond paste and whipped cream, and then the top goes back on like a little hat.
But their menu is always changing. They're also featuring chocolate truffles and heart-shaped cookies ahead of Valentine's Day right now. As far as Swedish drinks go, they use Swedish oat milk as a dairy alternative. And in the spring, they make a Swedish rhubarb cordial that's somewhere in between bitter and sweet, served sparkling or flat.
Regular decaf.
Good, how are you?
Cream, sugar.
Jackie Sharp says she and her husband Brandon moved back up north over 8 years ago because they fell in love with the slower pace of life in the Northwoods. And they're happy that at least for the Three Lakes area, they can offer a morning or late night spot for people to gather, relax, and take a break together.
It's fun to watch people come out of the woodwork of their house alone in the woods and come together and meet here. Because they knew a couple people have moved up here in the past few years and have said, I know there have to be other people here, but where are they? That general feeling of just coming together and being cozy and getting your cup of coffee and your treat at night helps get through this long winter season. We have a bunch of different groups that come in tonight. We're gonna have a book club. It's been neat to watch people meet in our space and have a little bit of fika together.
Jackie Sharp drinks coffee later in the day than the average person and is one of the owners of Fika Bakery and Coffee in downtown Three Lakes, named for the traditional Swedish coffee break, Fika. Their winter hours are Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 11 until 8, Saturday from 9 until 8, and Sunday from 9 until 6. In the summertime, they're open even later. This story is part of our We Live Up Here series, where we tell the stories of the people and culture of northern Wisconsin. It was funded in part by a grant from the Wisconsin Humanities Council, with funds from the National Endowment for the Humanities and the state of Wisconsin. I'm Mackenzie Martin, and you're listening to WUXPR News.